السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to حزب التحرير's English podcast. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. U.S. demand to disclose the nuclear weapons of quote-unquote Israel, concern over miscalculation. Translated. الوعي ماجازين, issue number 478, 48th ذو الحجة, 1447 AH, corresponding to May 2026 CE. There is growing concern about the nuclear program of quote-unquote Israel and what might drive it to use nuclear weapons without being attacked with weapons of mass destruction. For the first time, a number of Democrats in the House of Representatives are urging the administration of U.S. President Donald Trump to publicly acknowledge the undeclared nuclear program of quote-unquote Israel, a move that would break with decades of U.S. policy and further strain relations between the Democratic Party and quote-unquote Israel. In a letter to U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio, obtained by the Washington Post, more than 20 lawmakers, led by Rep. Joaquin Castro, Texas, said that Washington's silence on the program is unjustifiable in light of the war in Tehran and the acute threat of military escalation. Quote, the risks of miscalculation, escalation, and nuclear use in this environment are not theoretical, end quote. The lawmakers wrote, quote, Congress has a constitutional responsibility to be fully informed about the nuclear balance in the Middle East and risk of escalation by any party to this conflict and the administration's planning and contingencies for such scenarios, end quote. Quote-unquote Israel does not acknowledge its nuclear weapons program, built in secret beginning in the late 1950s, and has no publicly stated doctrine on how it might use such weapons. The letter is the latest sign of a shift in Democratic Party's approach to quote-unquote Israel amid growing frustration over the country's killing of civilians in Gaza, the West Bank, and Lebanon, and its high-profile lobbying in Washington for the war in Iran. The push for transparency by Democrats reflects a deeper soul-searching on quote-unquote Israel that is happening within the party, said Jeremy Shapiro, a former Obama administration official. Some Trump administration officials, speaking on condition of anonymity to discuss intelligence matters, expressed concerns about nuclear escalation, suggesting that the red lines of quote-unquote Israel may not be sufficiently understood. Quote, there is a low boil of unease about Israel's nuclear program and what could compel them to use nuclear weapons short of facing a WMD attack, end quote, said an administration official. Whether quote-unquote Israel would resort to a nuclear response when faced with an unusually high civilian death toll has been discussed, quote-unquote, frequently, said the administration official. Al-Wai magazine, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said,
بَلْ مَتَّعْنَا هَا أُولَاءِ وَآبَاءَهُمْ حَتَّى طَالَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْعُمُرْ أَفَلَا يَرَوْنَ أَنَّا نَأْتِي الْأَرْضَ نَنْقُصُهَا مِنْ أَطْرَافِهَا أَفَهُمُ الْغَالِبُونَ
Nay, we gave these people and their forefathers enjoyment until life began long for them. Do they not see that we are coming to the land, reducing it from its borders? So are they the victors? Surah Al-Anbiya, ayah 44. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.